We keep saying that all bureaucracies have their problems, indecision, red tape, and also the typical yes minister stuff, neither saying yes nor no. And if all bureaucracies are bad on those parameters, then the UN bureaucracies, United Nations bureaucracies, are the worst. So we've seen some of that worst come out in the latest 124-page WHO World Health Organization report on how COVID might have spread outwards from Wuhan in China. We'll talk about that report today and the reactions to it, the highlights from it. But before I do that, I have to introduce three musketeers to you, because these three have been backstopping Cut the Clutter now for several months. They've now paid their dues. They are now going ahead to be reporters. You are beginning to see their bylines already on the print.in, and you will see them more often. I think they'll help me a little bit longer until I find a new set of murgas to exploit, because these are young people. They have to be young, idealistic, and I like to say gullible, but let me say forgiving, because I make so many mistakes and I keep asking them for so many things all the time. So first of all, I will mention their names and they will come and they'll make faces at you. So Shubhangi Mishra. Shubhangi Mishra is now reporting for us. She is now a prolific byline, and you see her often at the print.in. Next, Raghav Bikchandani. He's not as scholarly as he looks. he's fun. Raghav has done a lot of research, and Raghav is also now moving into reporting. In fact, you will see his story on cricket later this week. And then Tenzin Zompa. Tenzin Zompa has just moved into the reporting team, and she has also helped with research for today's WHO report. So there we are, these three. At any given point of time, I keep saying this, it's a Gizapeda old joke, that any mistake I make many mistakes, these are the people to blame. And then once again, Gizapeda correction, that is just a joke. I am the one to blame for everything that goes wrong. But I am not the one to blame for what the WHO has done with this disastrous report. Because when the first report came out, when they first had their press conference and gave highlights before the full report came out, that was our episode 679 of Cut the Clutter. There also, I had said that this is a case of Khoda Pahad or Nikla Chuha, wo bhi mara hua. That, you know, for those not familiar with Hindi, it's like you dig up a mountain and you discover a rat and a mouse. And that too is a dead one. I'm sure every language in India has some equivalent for that. Now it's looking even worse, because what WHO has done with this report is, it's so much yes minister, it is so much Sir Humphrey. This is, ye ho bhi sakta hai, ye nahi bhi ho sakta hai. Agar ye hota to aise hota, wo hota to aise hota. It is bewildering. So, in fact, I can do no better than present to you this tweet from Nitin Pai, who runs Takshila Institution in Bangalore. He is a wonderful mind. He, again, is a prolific contributor to our opinion section at the print.in. And he says that this is a typical, he means it's a typical bureaucratic answer, which means the report says that it did not come out of a Chinese lab, etc., etc., and does not say exactly where this virus originated from. So that pleases China. But also now WHO has to please or keep or pacify America as well, Biden's America, because contrary to their expectations or many people's expectations, Biden has also taken a very strident view on China. So that is the one policy that has not shifted from Trump's times. So Biden is tough on China. Biden has committed to taking America back to WHO, which is good for WHO, but he is tough on China. So to please him, WHO chief himself has made this completely ludicrous statement saying that all options are still on the table and that he is not satisfied that the option, for example, the ruling out of the possibility of this having escaped from the lab is not conclusive at all. So he will look for more, he says. So this is like, ek taraf, you please the Chinese, ek taraf you please the Americans, but the truth is that you make nobody wiser. This after 17 experts from all over the world, from several countries, including that many from China. So 17 from all over the world, 17 from China, they worked on this report and they produced this slice of lemon. And which are the countries whose scientists participated here? Australia, China, Denmark, Germany, Japan, Kenya, the Netherlands, Qatar, Russia, UK, US and Vietnam. They spent almost a month in China from Jan 10 to Feb 14. They went to various labs. They also went to this Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology, from where a lot of people suspect Donald Trump, Mike Pompeo, his Secretary of State, and many others have been saying that the virus escaped. And that is what the Chinese have been denying steadfastly since that day. Now, this report has come out and it's been welcomed, quote unquote, with very wide skepticism. So even publications which are generally liberal and which are skeptical about US government claims, and they were totally dismissive of Trump's claims. In fact, Trump has today issued a statement attacking those who had attacked all the stuff that he'd been saying about COVID. Anyway, so even they have been very skeptical about this WHO report. Now, if I see a report, say, from NYT, and I will share two stories from you, one detailed report from NYT, one from Washington Post, which also lists the five highlights of the report, which I will talk about in some detail. Now, the NYT story quotes Yan Zhonghuang, who is Senior Fellow for Global Health at Council on Foreign Relations in New York, who says that this report has the risk of going nowhere, that is, ending up in the middle of nowhere, as we are saying. And we may never find the true origin of the virus. Why? Because the Chinese don't want you to find out, and they control your access, and they co-write the report with you, and their scientists work with you. And this goes on to say China still does not have any data or research to indicate from where the virus is spreading. China also, it looks like, has more information than it admits, and it's extremely likely that they are going to share it with anybody, because all the data that this report is based on is Chinese supplied. So again, the story quotes Jesse Bloom, who who's an evolutionary biologist at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center at Seattle, as saying that, look, this report, based on the data they have, they can't say that it's extremely unlikely that this virus escaped from a lab. That is what the report says. They don't rule it out, but they say it's extremely unlikely. I will tell you the highlights in a bit. But basically what they say is, one, we know that it went from animal to human. We don't know if it went from animal to human or went straight from animal to human. But we also don't know where it came from or which animal had it originally. They throw no light on that. So it looks like this was a month-long boondoggle, the month-long chutti, paid holiday. I'm being rude. It's not as if they were not working very hard. They were working very hard. But as I said earlier, Khoda Pahad or Rigla Chuha, because what they produced is nothing. This report doesn't make anybody wiser. Now, this report, this same evolutionary biologist says that from the evidence they have, they can't say it's extremely unlikely that the virus escaped from a lab. It's possible that the virus evolved naturally, but still can't rule out the spread from a lab leak. But the Chinese, on the other hand, are saying that the lab leak theory, this report again shows that the lab leak theory was just a political stunt from the very start, and that this also shows that the virus has gone from a particular bat, a variety of bat that is found in China's Yunnan province, because that bat harbors coronaviruses, which are the closest in their genetic makeup to this COVID-19, SARS-CoV-19 virus. So it jumped from the bat, Yunnan bat, to some other animal. And from that animal, it came to human beings. So it made sort of zoonotic progression or zoonotic evolution or changes like that. What's the criticism of this? The criticism of this, Joe Biden, of course, has said that I have a theory about how the virus may have spread, but I'm not a scientist, so I'm not talking about the story. Let science talk. But that statement itself shows skepticism. So U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has expressed doubts on the report. He said that we need to study the methodology and process that went into the report. The world has the right to study it, including the fact that government in Beijing apparently helped to write it, which means he's skeptical and he doesn't take the report at face value. After that, the US and 13 of its allies, these allies, by the way, they include all three Baltic countries, say Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. It also includes UK, American allies, and also all Quad allies except India. So it has Japan, Australia, and the US. They've issued, 14 countries have issued a joint statement saying we respect WHO. We want to work with WHO. That's a difference from, say, Trump's times. But we have the right to know where this virus came from. That's very important. And we, while we are happy to work with WHO, we have to find out, which means that they don't accept this report as having been conclusive. That has come simultaneously with the WHO chief, that is Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, issuing a statement saying that he also doesn't think this is conclusive and all options are still on the table. Now the Chinese, what do the Chinese do? Chinese do what the Chinese do. So Chinese are saying you want more raw data, because what the other side is asking is for a lot of raw data from early spread in China and a lot more raw data, particularly serological data, from the staff working at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Because Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab had been shifted very close to the Huanan animal market, from where it was believed initially that the virus first spread. The Chinese are saying, look, we can't give you any more data, because if you go on sort of digging for this data, then you also give us data that we want. So we want raw data from US Army laboratories, from where we think that this virus escaped. That's a theory that the Chinese threw, I suppose, just to create confusion, but also as a good defensive maneuver, because the Chinese are saying it could have come from an American military lab. It could have also been a cold chain transmission, which means an animal product or frozen animal meat imported from another country had this virus, and that came out of the cold chain, not from a live animal. Now, the Chinese statement is very emphatic. So our favorite Zhao Lijian, the Chinese spokesman, he says, we will never accept groundless accusations and wanton denigration of China by the United States. So it's as usual, anything that happens vis-a-vis China becomes a diplomatic argument, which it has. Now, in between all this, another voice has jumped in. That is Dr. Robert Redfield, the former chief of Center for Disease Control in America. You used to see him often on TV channels when Trump was there. He's now left, and he said that it's his belief that this escaped from a lab. He does not give any scientific evidence for this. He said this in an interview with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN. Now, how did this research or how did this investigation come about? In May of 2020, member states of WHO, they passed a resolution which asked WHO to identify the zoonotic source of the virus and the route of introduction to the human population, including the possible role of intermediary hosts, including through efforts such as scientific and collaborative field missions. So this mandate was given to the WHO in May of last year. That is the mandate WHO is carrying out. Now, as far as WHO is concerned, so says Dr. Tedros now. As far as WHO is concerned, all hypotheses remain on the table. This report is a very important beginning, but not the end. We have not yet found the source of the virus, and we must continue to follow the science and leave no stone unturned to do so. Now, if you find me smirking, this mark is only because I live in the world of words. So just the thought that you're talking about or using a metaphor of leaving no stone unturned to look for a tiny minute virus is a little bit funny, but let's leave it at that. Now, he says that finding origins of the virus takes time. One trip doesn't do it. This trip, as we told you, was Jan 10 to Feb 14. Now, this WHO report tells you that the first recorded transmission or first reported case of somebody having symptoms of this COVID-19 virus was on December 9. So you can imagine or you can presume that the person got infected a week earlier. But it's quite possible that many people earlier also had got infected and this was spreading. So there is a demand that new inquiries need to get serological samples of any patients who might have had pneumonia-like illness, say from September onwards, not just in December. But the members of the committee also say that they had difficulties in accessing data. The role of animal markets, they said, is still unclear. Huanan market in Wuhan, where they went, they said that they needed to talk to or check out a lot of farmers, suppliers, contacts, but that wasn't possible because you could not have found so many people. So Dr. Tedros himself says that while my team worked very hard meeting as many of these people as possible, however, I don't believe this assessment was extensive enough. Now, what are the highlights of this report? I will very briefly run through them because we've talked about some of them already. So one, that it came from an unknown animal to human. What we don't know is it came straight from the animal to human or through another animal, or it could have come through a frozen animal source, animal food source. So we don't know what that is. Or it could have come from a lab, but that is extremely unlikely. So that is the number one highlight of the report. Second, did it come from the Huanan animal market? Well, we failed to reach any conclusion, say the authors of the report. And then they give you some possibilities. Possibilities, they say, because they looked at early cases of coronavirus, COVID-19, in Wuhan city. And they say only 28% of the early cases had direct exposure to the Huanan animal market. Only 28%, that is about 1 in 4. 5% had exposure to Huanan market and to other animal markets also. So once again, that becomes confusing. 47% had no direct exposure to that market. Now, anything is possible. It's possible that somebody got it from the market. That person spread to somebody, who spread to somebody. So once again, this throws no light on anything. So third is, which animal could this have come from? So once again, it's the usual suspect, which is the bat, one particular bat from the Yunnan province in China, because that harbors a virus that looks the closest in nature to the COVID-19 virus. But the report also tells you that the evolutionary distance between the two variants of the same virus is several decades, because these evolutions are very, very slow. So it is possible that it has come through an intermediary host, another animal, because once the zoonotic transmission takes place, then changes can be faster. This could be pangolins. Pangolins have also been found having similar viruses. It could be minks. It could be cats, which may have been reservoirs of the virus. This market in Hunan, the investigation has found, was also selling porcupines, bamboo rats, deer, several types of crocodile, tortoises, turtles, all kinds of animals, live snakes. So nobody quite knows which animal it may have come from. Fourth, they say it could have come from frozen food. It is possible, but they say it is very difficult. But at the same time, cold chains can be reservoirs of viruses, although the chances are very low. And the fifth, the lab in Wuhan. Could it have escaped from the lab in Wuhan? They say, we went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We collected COVID virus strains very similar to COVID-19. Look, the lab was shifted near the Hunan market, and such moves can be disruptive. When you move labs from one place to the other, they can be disruptive in terms of your security, your infection security, your virus security, etc. And this can apply to the operation of any lab. But then they go on to say this lab has had excellent safety records. This lab had no disruption in its operations, and that this lab has worked on bat coronaviruses much before COVID-19 spread, and that Xi Zhengli, who is a scientist, a noted scientist at the lab, she says that a lot of her staff have been put through serology tests, and those tests have shown that they are not carrying any antibodies or serological evidence that they might have had this infection. But again, the counter argument to that is that it's been so much time has passed by now that it is possible that antibodies in their systems may have faded away. So now, lots of other discussion is going on. We told you what Robert Redfield said. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he says it's quite likely that this virus was spreading below the radar screen for several weeks, if not several months. And now to find out where it came from will be a very big challenge. Biden, as we told you, said, I have theories, but I am not a scientist. So there we are. But if you look at this report, and I will share the full report with you, I've given you the highlights. This report, I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of something called the Jain Commission report into the assassination of Rajiv Gandhi. Remember, in that report, the judge said that it could be that DMK was involved or complicit in that assassination, but it needs further inquiry. Before that, there was another Thakkar Natarajan Commission report, which said the needle of suspicion goes towards somebody, but we don't know. So every commission of inquiry you will find in India usually creates justification for either an extension for itself or another commission of inquiry. I would say, in terms of its quality and in terms of how much wiser or how much more confused it leaves us, this WHO report is very easily compared with that Jain Commission report. Somebody used that report to bring down the United Front government at that time. It gave excuse to the Congress party to withdraw support to it. After that, DMK happily became an ally of the Congress and continues to remain so. So this seems like one of those reports of convenience.